Happy New Year.
Some poking and prodding going on today, I see.
So I watched Kaleidoscope. Okay. I dived into it.
Yes, how was it? That's show you watch in any order on Netflix?
You can watch in any order. I honestly just click play and let it go. But the titles are Colors of Something. So I did green first and then yellow. I don't know if it's Colors of Rainbow. It's just Colors. But apparently you got to finish the last episode.
RG Biv.
The last episode has to be white, I believe. Has to be white. And if you shuffle it, no matter what, it ends in white. But I watched green and yellow. Great acting. I mean, Gus Fring's a dog.
He's a dog.
I don't know what his name is.
Is that the chicken guy?
Giancarlo Esposito.
Boom. Yeah, it's chicken guy from Breaking Bad. He's unbelievable in it.
Don't we hate him?
What do you mean?
Didn't he try to become Professor X?
Not in Kaleidoscope.
Did he?
As the actor, he was like, oh, I want to be this guy.
Oh, yeah, he did. He tried to become. He wanted to be something.
I got no problem with him being Professor X.
I think he just threw that out there like, I would do that if they were bringing X-Men back. But he's great.
I wish Zeet was Professor X.
For sure.
I was actually awesome once.
Really?
Beast, where are you? I need you.
Nice.
Shave your mustache.
Great plot for a show. I mean, I love bank robbery shit.
Oh, it's bank robbery.
It's their
good heist.
At this point, and again, this is just because of the order I'm watching.
Do they look through a kaleidoscope at all in the show?
No, I think they call it kaleidoscope because of the fact that you can see it.
Kaleidoscopes are sweet if you haven't looked through one at all.
They are awesome.
If you're four years old.
Cool. The intro to the show is a kaleidoscope.
Cool. Thank you.
It is what you look through. It's sweet. And
yeah.
They call it kaleidoscope because you can watch it in any different
direction.
But no, it's a good show. I'm definitely going to finish it. They have the... Gus Fring, his daughter. Honestly, all the actors I don't really know aside from Gus Fring. And the other dude is someone who you'll notice as well. He's got an Australian accent.
Oh, okay.
He was in Divergent. I forget his name.
Oh, fucking
Jai
Theo
Courtney?
James.
Yeah, yes. He's in other shows.
Good,
too.
As long as it's not Jai Courtney.
Yeah, no, I thought it might have been Jai Courtney.
No, he's kind of yoked up. Bigger guy. What else is he? He's in something else that I've watched recently.
What's his name? Number four?
No, it's not four. It's the other dude.
Jumper?
He's the bad guy. He's working with Miles Teller. He's like the boss.
I don't remember.
What?
Tony, look it up.
Those movies were so bad.
I do not remember.
They were bad, but that's just what I remember from.
Oh, it's Dr. Doom. And
you mean Jai Courtney?
They canceled him.
Is it Jai Courtney?
It's probably Jai Courtney.
Let me see a photo of him.
Oh, Jai.
If he's an Australian guy in a movie that you hate,
yes,
it's probably Jai Courtney.
It probably is.
I fucking love Jai Courtney.
Yeah.
You would, Tony.
Boom, it's Jai Courtney.
Yeah,
see?
It is Jai Courtney.
Okay.
And, most Australians in movies. Oh, that's awesome. I love that, mate. Not when it's Jai Courtney.
Plays a snarky, you know, run-of-the-mill guy.
Okay.
And he's,
okay,
he's in Kaleidoscope.
I'm back in now.
Uh-huh,
he's in Kaleidoscope?
He's in Kaleidoscope. Honestly, there aren't, like, big-name actors, which I don't hate.
Oh,
sometimes better.
Sometimes better, yeah. But it's a good show. I give it a run.
I watched The Glass Onion last
night. Okay, I almost did, too, so but good. I decided not to.
It's pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, it starts...
Everyone's kind of sucking it off a little bit, which... So I was like, I had massive, massive expectations.
Benoit
Blanc. Yeah, I do love me some Benoit
Blanc.
Great
people hate it because it's comparing to Elon Musk. Is that...
That's what they say Ed Norton's character is.
I mean, any...
Really?
I feel like that was a take on any
tech billionaire.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. That seems to be the trope.
I thought it was more Zuckerberg than Elon.
That's what the director said.
Oh. Ryan Johnson. Oh. I'd give it like probably like 6.5, 7 out of 10. It was good.
That's not bad. 7.3.
We said
like held your attention.
Yeah, for sure.
So
for sure.
It, 2 hours. First half hour is a little slow, and then there's a twist.
Yeah, but like, what I would say, and we talked about this, and I don't remember. I think the last one did it. The first hour, and then there's the next. It's like 2 hours and 20 minutes. The next hour is like all flashback where it fills in the cracks where it's kind of like, okay, well, that makes a lot of the shit that happened in the first hour like inconsequential. And it's like,
kind of like the first one.
That's all the first ones, too.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, we talked about it a little bit before, but like, if you hadn't seen the first one already, it's probably a much better movie to you because you kind of got the rhythm and the formula.
Mm-hmm,
it's like, oh, okay, we already saw this happen in Knives at One. Like, they fill in with flashbacks.
But how cool was it?
You could have possibly
Benoit
never known.
Blanc figured out
that
one thing very quickly.
Yeah, that was, I mean, that's just classic Benoit Blanc. but no, I don't think like the twist, if you want to call it like a twist, it really wasn't that like shocking.
It's more of an unfolding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did kind of unfold it, didn't they?
They did.
How's fucking...
Kind of peeled back the layers like a glass onion.
What's the guy's name? Batista?
Dom Batista? Oh,
Duke Cody. How's he in it?
Not awesome.
He's the best character.
Actually, his mom might be the best character. Yeah.
What do you think?
Janelle Monáe is crushed. The best character.
Yeah, Janelle Monáe.
She killed it.
And she, I don't know what she looks like. What else is she in?
She's a singer, I believe.
Yes.
She is.
She very does act, but she's known for...
Okay. That's what
she can act.
Recording artist. She can
act. I thought Madeline Klein's character was very good.
Yeah, you did say that.
I thought Ed
Kate
Norton.
Kate Hudson was good.
Kate Hudson was on.
Still has her fastball, as you said before.
Yeah.
Sure. Ed
yeah.
Norton. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ed Norton's a dog.
He's a dog, obviously. Did you almost just call him Ed Martin?
No, I said Ed Martin. No, that's what I was
okay.
on.
Okay. Did I see Rounders 2, by the way?
What? Yeah.
They've been in talking the about that. It's never going to happen.
Oh, by the way, Zeke, there is something in the FOD from Glass Onion.
Oh, fun fact. Is it about the...
Boom,
it's
right there.
Is it about Daryl?
No, it's... That's a real place.
Daryl. The
yeah, it was a funny gimmick.
Roommate, I guess. I don't know what you call him.
Oh, yeah.
He was the same actor who was, I believe, an inspector in One.
Oh, really?
So I don't know if it's like a...
There's a guy on the island.
Buddy, probably.
Yeah, but is it like a... Oh, he is the same character in a new state of mind? Or is he just, hey, that's my buddy. I'm putting him in the movie again.
So they go to this place.
This is where basically the entire movie is set.
Okay, I thought it was on a boat for some reason.
They are on a boat for a little bit.
They have to go to a boat to get to this.
Okay. Yeah. And they're all together on the boat.
Yes.
Yes.
Obviously. I watched the first 2 minutes before I decided I'm not in the mood for this.
Okay.
All the main characters get boxes that invite them there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what I picked up from it.
Yep.
Sweet.
Wow. You nailed it. That was good.
I did whatever the lady is. She gets it right away and she does the news. I watched Black Adam.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You watched it on the flight.
I watched pieces of it over Connor's shoulder on the plane.
Oh, yeah.
And it was not that bad.
Okay. Wow.
If you know going into it that it wasn't a good movie.
Yeah, sure.
And that every line was written by a 13-year-old or me, even, just to fill some space, then yeah.
Great visual effects.
Great visual effects, great fights. I like the powers of people in the movie, but it wasn't that bad. You have to know it's a bad movie. So there's that, which kind of goes
my along. One gripe with it. Now, mind you, I was not listening. I could not hear it. I was.
Sure.
Viewing pieces of it at a time over Connor's shoulder on his phone.
Yeah.
Act 3, The Rock is not there.
Not at
what?
All.
What? He's not even in the fucking movie?
There was a good... it felt like half 25 hour? Minutes yeah. to a half hour. He was
what?
Not there.
Yeah, he was just a fucking plebe, normal guy.
Yeah, can't have that.
Who was there? Gal Gadot?
He's not in it.
Pierce Brosnan.
Pierce Brosnan?
And he was crushing it.
Paul Rudd.
He was really good at it.
Paul Rudd.
There was they had fake Ant-Man.
Yeah, they just copied Storm and Ant-Man's powers and put them in as kids.
DC guys.
Well, actually,
people.
They came first.
Yeah, probably.
Which was, yeah.
So I'm definitely not going to watch this, but this is the most jacked up I've seen Zito when Connor said, like, it's actually not that bad, and Zeke just turned to us and goes, you hear that? It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, on the plane.
Yep.
I also, to Nick's point, I watched some of the, what's his name? Neil Brennan?
Yeah, oh, the Neil Brennan
look funny.
Netflix special of my show. Yeah.
One of his jokes that I read was hilarious.
Yeah, he was pretty good. He did a lot of like some political stuff and some COVID stuff, but he went right down the middle and nailed both sides of everything.
Yeah,
that was good. I watched.
What was the comedian you watched and you did not laugh once?
Sebastian Maniscalco.
Before that,
I'll be honest, dude. I watched the whole special and I don't think I laughed out loud once. It was a lot. If you're like a dad, like if my dad watched that, my dad would have been howling.
Fuck!
He would have been cracking up.
So good. I felt the
a lot of 50-year-old. So male might, humor.
Nick wanted to turn this off the whole time, but he didn't.
Had to.
He didn't,
had to do it for Seabass, you know?
You would have no idea he was watching a special if you didn't see his TV.
I thought he was watching a drama.
He didn't laugh once.
No. I agree. And I was like,
not even crush. Just like a.
Yeah, it was
not
a
even
soft
that.
Smile.
No soul the whole
couple
thing.
Soft smiles. Yeah, that's all he got out of me. You know, and maybe I was just tired, but I don't know. Would not recommend. Sorry,
I will tell you.
Watch the old stuff, it's much better.
I watched the new Witcher.
Oh, yeah.
Stay away, Witcher.
It's only 4 episodes, so nothing too long.
This show has already been declared like the worst show of 2023, too, mind you.
The only thing you got to watch is episode 3 and episode 4.
Thanks.
Okay. Maybe you just episode four.
Episode one, okay. two, and three. Two,
I'll do you one better. Don't watch any of it. I didn't, and I was just looking at him, what he was watching. I was like, no way.
I was not fighting to get through it. I was fighting. But
that's
it was,
saying a lot.
But yeah, the only good thing in episode one is they Boop. Bring back the music lady, or the music guy, and they bring him back in time.
And he is the guy who did the original. All right, Witcher, stay away. That's quite far enough.
I need you to tell you the Witcher story, and then brings him back in time. That was literally the best part.
No. Oh, thanks. Okay. So this is just a storytelling show.
Yes. Yeah. So origin.
That sucks.
Sounds so. There you go. Some things to watch and some things to avoid.
Henry Cavill was not supposed to do the next episode of Witcher or next season of Witcher because of Superman, but now since
Black Adam.
He got fired,
yeah,
they won't give him a proper send off.
He's gonna do another season.
Well, he has to because originally he said he wasn't gonna be able to do it because of Superman, right?
Yeah, that would make sense if they still want him to do it.
So the Witch is back.
Witcher might be back. After this show tanked, I don't know if it will.
Well, remember when he couldn't shave his mustache?
Yeah, that was for Mission Impossible. Mission. Rightfully so. You don't fucking double-cross Tom Cruise.
But then he was super... Like, why didn't they just give Superman a mustache? That would have been sick.
That would have been cool.
Instead of CGI-ing it up.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
Holy
that
would have been
yeah.
fucking
That guy's fucking powerful.
That would have been cool.
You also watched Amsterdam? Babylon?
Yes. That's what I was trying to think of what I watched recently. Yeah. It was Amsterdam. That was great.
Sick.
Is that one with B-Row and Margo?
Who's B-Row?
Fucking
B-Row
Pitt.
B-Row
Pitt.
Brad Pitt.
B-Rad.
No.
B-Row Pitt.
No.
That's
Christian Bale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's Margo. Babylon. You're thinking Babylon.
Thank you.
Sorry. Christian Bale
and Denzel Washington. Yeah. So I feel bad. That's disrespectful to call him that, but I never remember his name.
Good. Fucking John David.
Yeah, yes. It's out of respect. Yeah,
it was good. It was very...
leading receiver, okay?
He was.
Have a little respect.
It was very Lebowski-esque.
For the Miami Dolphins.
Lebowski,
where like the first, like you're watching it at first, you're like, I don't know if I get this, and then it kind of started to get, and you're like, oh, okay,
it's the Rock's
okay,
best okay. It's good,
based on partly based on a true story, and that actually happened allegedly. It was interesting.
Also, new Jay Glazer.
Yes,
I keep
Tony, you've been rubbing plants and just. saying, what are you talking
sounds like,
about?
Sounds like Tony watched seasons one and two of Ballers.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I could keep going on about John Dave Washington. Yep. Okay, great wide receiver.
Oh, he was in the show. That's why you said
what was
that.
His name?
I was like,
Ricky?
Is there a wide
yeah, Ricky
receiver
something.
For the Dolphins who has the last name Washington right now?
Kay fucking was best friends with Dewey.
Yep.
Fucking
oh, yeah.
New Jay Glazer. Yeah, everything awesome. I was saying was true, okay?
Okay.
I do love grabbing onto his plant, though.
It's a strong film.
No, Amsterdam was sick. Rami Malek was in it as well.
Really?
Unbelievable.
I love Rami Malek.
Yeah, who doesn't? He's a dog.
I thought he passed away. And,
Anna Taylor Joy.
Oh, I
She's
love me.
Beth Harmon.
Beth Harmon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Boom. Bingo, Zeke.
Robert De Niro.
Has anyone been mad about Yellowstone?
Bobby De Niro.
What do you mean?
What? I don't know.
People
man.
Say nothing's happening. I haven't watched an episode
in like a month. Well, the mid-season finale stuff kind of happened.
That was this past week?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I've only seen two or three episodes.
Big setup for when it comes back.
Oh. Next weekend?
I don't know.
Honestly, the flashbacks kind of
mid-season finale. It'll be back in a couple months.
Spring, I think.
Fuck off.
Yeah, they don't like to come.
Are you serious?
They don't like to. I mean, they compete with NFL during regular season, but they don't want to play with the fucking playoffs.
I think like.
But 1923.
Maybe like late February, March, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong. Don't quote me, but I thought that's what I saw.
That grinds my gears.
That's right, 1923, sir.
Yeah, 1923 is heating up.
Hell yeah.
The prequel shows are awesome.
1923 is way better than Yellowstone right now. Like,
you're
I mean, sorry.
I'll give him that. Nothing happened.
Nothing's happening. Sorry, Tony. I know this is your favorite character, and this is probably going to make you mad.
Don't. If it's a spoiler.
If it's a spoiler, shut
we've
your
already
fucking
talked,
mouth.
We've already talked about how this happens in the season. Okay. I don't really care as much about Rip Wheeler and
Jesus.
His fucking
Rip
upbringing.
Wheeler.
Rippy rip.
Okay. I mean, I can respect that because it is hard to relate the flashbacks to the main story.
Spooky.
But
I will say Tony's going to have a hard time turning in Spencer Dutton. You wiggled your way into that cowboy hat pretty nicely, but Spencer Dutton is a whole new beast, and I don't know if you're making it into that.
You won't
gap.
Be able to.
Watch me, Tony, so quick. Watch me, motherfucker.
South African attire.
Fucking watch hunting lion ass Serengeti.
Yeah, that'll be
not
no problem.
Your golf.
I am juiced.
I am a chameleon, Bruce. Okay.
He does smoke a lot of cigs, by the way.
Also, Harrison
been
Ford.
There before.
Boom.
He's never done a TV series, right? This is the first one?
I believe so.
And he's doing another TV show on Apple TV. So, really, he's just getting into TV.
I think
probably.
He's
paying
last
him, yeah.
TV's where the money is, no?
That's what they say.
I agree.
Well, I am, Tony, I'm pumped to watch you actually take a chameleon change, because right when I got here, you became the COVID cowboy. It was kind of your first, like, thing. So.
Well, Mitt's calling it a tired gimmick.
Wow. That's exactly what he just said.
Mitt says, hey, it's getting stale now.
Can't wait for you to fucking find a new slant, pal.
All right, let's get into the pod.
You being Encino Man's a tired gimmick.
Unfortunately, I'm glad we're starting off with the good news. Jeremy Renner is in critical but stable condition after being airlifted to a hospital following a snow pine.
T's and P's to Jay Renz.
It tipped over on him.
Can Tony explain this?
Is that what happened? It
tipped over?
That's my insider.
Dude, he had a snow cat, I believe it's called. It's like one of those big ones that you use at like a mountain resort. Like
it's like a pickup truck on tank treads, right?
Yes.
Because I think a lot of people don't know what those are.
It has a big box cab.
Yeah.
I heard
it tipped over.
Is that what? Because it was blunt to his chest, and then I already ran over his fucking legs or whatever, and they were.
Did somebody run him over, or was
I don't know?
Was he outside of this, like driving it with a remote control? How did this?
That's what I don't know. Him in it from before, if you could find him.
Did he put it in
Google Renner Snowcat?
Did he put it in neutral images. And then?
Did he flip it? Did he
So that's why
all I saw was images of him getting lifelighted.
That's crazy.
And then there was a report on TMZ, but I don't know the exact fucking story or anything like
also,
that.
Also, he might like doing it, but what are you doing fucking plowing your own driveway, dude? Fucking hire someone to do this. I guess if he has a snowcat, then he's got to use it, but what the fuck?
Yeah that's the thing that he was
terrifying.
Using. That thing's sweet.
No. You see that?
What?
That he was helping a motorist when a snowplow ran over him.
Oh, that's different.
Shit.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah,
fucking hip.
I was gonna say you should know. I should have known that Renner obviously knows how to operate his fucking snowcat.
Yeah, I mean we've all seen Wind River.
That's right.
You're right. That's a
fucking
so good.
Bourne Legacy. It's in it's in the snow.
Come on.
Yep.
He's
that says Jeremy Renner's snowplow ran over his legs.
Yeah. That's
maybe
terrifying.
He was helping someone and his plow went rogue.
Wind River was the movie that was going to be up for a bunch of awards, but it was directed by Weinstein.
Oh, really?
It was directed by someone, a director that was a fucking terrible person.
He was just a producer. He wasn't the director, so.
Oh, okay.
But maybe because he was involved with it.
Yeah, it was something like that. I don't know what exactly. He was helping. So the article says he was helping someone stranded in the snow.
He's always
helping others. He's always calling and saying, hey, Mayor, what do you need? There are a few times he'll post about... Sorry. There are a few times he'll post about what he has done or donated toys, but most of it would never know he is doing.
Yeah, it says he was critical but stable when his massive tread operated piston bully.
Yeah, so something
ran over him.
Either put it in neutral accidentally or something... It just wasn't staying where he put it.
He might have been fucking putting ice melt down as this was happening. It was just a little too slick.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
That's tough.
That was tough to wake up
soon,
on, what was that, Sunday morning?
Sunday, yeah.
We need
you,
Renner.
Peace to Hawkeye. 50 Cent tweeted, I can do some things I haven't had a chance to showcase yet. Okay, let me reread that for a second. 50 Cent tweeted, I can do some things I haven't had a chance to showcase yet. Y'all got to check me out in the Expendables action movie this year.
Yes!
GunitBrands.com. Wow, I did not see that. Suck it, Tony.
You got to watch. I mean, Tony, you're fucking three behind, pal.
Yeah.
Catch up.
So you better.
Clock's ticking.
Was DMX ever in the Expendables?
No.
Should have been.
Wow, he should have been.
Tell you what, if we're taking this trip potentially this week, I'll watch all three on the rides.
There you go.
Boom.
All right.
At least the first one. Because I'll even let you watch the first one and skip to this one. But that's just me. I don't know if they will.
It's 50 Cent the first
one. Yeah, I mean, you're only hurting yourself.
I'm going to fucking bird box your eyes.
50 in the first
one?
No, 50's not in the first
one. Is he in the third
one? Watch it.
I don't think.
Who is in the third one? Like Ronda Rousey?
Yeah, she was
in the original Hangman. That was the original picture. That's
Glenn Powell. Liam Hemsworth, I think, was in.
That was the original picture.
Yeah, they brought in the young guys.
Yeah, the young crowd. I think Lou Ferrigno's in the third
one. Was that
one?
Van Damme? Was that when they went after JVD or was
he
too?
It might be. I think.
What's Lou Ferrigno's greatest appearance in anything ever?
I love
King
you, man.
Of Queens.
Yeah, I love you, man.
It's not bad. I was looking for King of Queens.
I love you, man. Was
Doug's
awesome.
Neighbor.
Fucking Doug Heffernan's neighbor in King of Queens.
Yep.
Artie. Artie Heffernan's... Is that his name? Is
Artie Heffernan?
Was Doug's dad?
Carrie's dad was Arthur.
Arthur, yeah. Artie.
He was not Heffernan.
Artie Carrie's dad.
Lou Ferrigno.
Always used to fight Lou Ferrigno. I don't know.
I think he passed.
Hulk can't die.
Is Lou Ferrigno dead?
Lou Ferrigno ain't dead.
Tony?
I'm on it.
Go to Dave's.
But now that I say that,
report.
I have no idea.
Isn't someone playing him in a movie?
Yeah, Zac Efron.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is that why he got plastic surgery?
Yeah, that's why he's all yoked up.
Efron's like 5'4". Ferrigno's fucking 6'6". How's that work?
6'6",
7'3".
Yeah, he put on eight ton. I mean, I thought fucking Tom Hardy was 8'.
Drum roll, please. Lou Ferrigno is
alive and well.
Where's he living?
He's fucking 6'5". 315.
Yeah, he's fucking huge. Dude.
Where's he living?
Yeah.
It says he was born in New York.
Living in, like,
the Bronx.
Idaho.
Yeah.
Probably. Jackson Hole.
Sure.
Bronx. He retired in 95, so.
He's been living good. He's been doing just.
Why is
they should bring him back in the Avengers. Fucking just have him be the Hulk.
Adam Driver.
I agree.
What? You don't like Ruffalo?
I do, but I'm done with the shtick.
They combine that's Hulk fair. And the human, though.
Hulk could use a nice refresh.
But we all know in the next Avengers, She-Hulk will be the next Hulk.
Oh, so he currently plays a recurring role in the TV series SWAT airing on CBS.
Hell yes. Yeah.
SWAT?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Why is he playing Tulsa Hondo? King?
With Colin Farrell?
He might be Hondo.
He should be in Tulsa King with Sly.
What's that line?
Hold on a second.
He's just familiar like my father. My boots are familiar like my father. You know what I mean?
Did I see a commercial last night that Your Honor's coming back?
Yeah.
For season two?
Is. Really? And guess what? Fucking Cranston's unhinged.
Yeah.
Wait.
It's going to be.
Your Honor is back?
Yeah, his hair is all fucked up, dude.
I thought it was one and done, but it looks like he's going to go fucking ape shit.
Okay, so I only subscribed to Showtime to watch that, and then I deleted it, so I should get
his
it back.
Son?
Yeah.
In Your Honor?
Yeah.
Dead.
One of the main characters in Wednesday. I was like, where the fuck is that kid from?
Oh, really? Yeah. I still have to watch Wednesday.
I hated that good. Kid.
In Wednesday? Or Wednesday
good?
I haven't watched Wednesday. Probably won't.
I might watch it tonight. Your Honor.
You got to watch it.
There's Wednesday? Have to?
There's a cool dance.
I heard it's really good.
It's pretty good.
Foxy doesn't like anything, and he's like, Wednesday's a great show.
It's pretty good.
That's not selling it for
it's not a good. No, it's not a good endorsement. I'm just saying
it's an easy watch. It's fucking, it's fine.
And I like the Addams Family.
I think the Addams Family is creepy as shit, so I find the whole thing scary.
Scary.
It's very
intimate. I don't know. I'm not
scared. Sucked
up
by
person.
A ghost in the normal.
I wish that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I don't think I hate
me,
scary
suck
stuff.
Me.
But
I mean, it's a cartoon.
Adam's
it's
not
Adam's
scary.
Family,
I promise you, Wednesday's not scary.
Okay. No, Adam's Family's
that's
not
a little
a cartoon.
Scary.
It's a cartoon.
No, it's a cartoon version of like the Addams Family. It's dumb.
What?
The Addams Family. There's a movie about it that
the
they
Addams
made a
family
cartoon.
Is pretty much a comedy, Mitt. So.
Yeah. next.
That was more of a Monsters guy.
Yeah, me too. Herman Munster.
And I heard the new Monsters.
Oh,
Thursday,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you guys saw this. I don't think we can play the video.
No,
but
I don't think so.
In the National Treasure show. The guy that kind the Riley. Guy that gets booted
Riley,
out of the
dude.
Hangover,
yeah.
Riley.
Doug.
Doug Riley.
Who they legitimately wrote out of the movies in the Hangover. He teases that him and Benjamin Gates are working on something.
Yes,
and?
What's that?
Fucking page 47, just like
we've
been.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
They're going to figure out what's in the Book of Secrets, brother.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
How?
Did they listen to the show and go, oh,
probably.
Man,
the
good
fucking
point.
We
got to
do that.
Boys.
We
got to
do that. What they said, that's a good idea. Let's do that.
So there's National Treasure, page 47 is going to be the name of the
National Treasure Book of Secrets, baby,
so
page 47.
What's it going to be? What do you guys think is going to be on page 47?
I just want them to go
you
down.
You think we could come up with something that good, that creative, that intelligent? We got no hope. We could sit here and
we're
fucking
big,
brainstorm
we're big
all day.
Idea, guys.
Okay.
We wouldn't even come
good
close
point,
to the magnitude of that movie.
Frame the question wrong. If you had to pick what was on page 47
okay.
for them
there
to make
go,
the movie
go.
About
JFK assassination.
Okay.
Ooh.
Sounds like...
I know the bad guy should be...
Sounds like that page was released last week on Twitter time.
That would mind some WW2.
That would also tie up his character from
WW2
The Rock as well.
WW2 would be sweet.
Because he had the pictures from below the...
Oh, yeah. The original micro. Film,
yeah. So they can tie that all together.
Have you watched the Nick Cage movie yet?
What do you
Which
mean?
One?
Like the movie that
he
is
plays himself.
Nick Cage. It's about Nick Cage.
Oh,
no.
Like the Have
unmistakable
Mandalorian? Weight of talent.
Yeah,
or whatever
yeah.
It is.
Did that make
no,
it
Pete
I watched parts of
that.
That
what?
Pete or Paige?
Yeah.
Pete Pascal.
Pete Pascal?
He's the other main character.
I fucking love Pete Pascal.
I know you do. I'm surprised you haven't watched it yet.
Well, I'm waiting for Someone Amongst Us.
I'll watch it. I'll do
Last
it.
Of Us?
Thank the you. Last of Us.
Ooh.
Oh, that's
also
that
known as
soon.
Someone Amongst Us. Yeah.
So next year we're saying Yellowstone has the second half of the season, The Last of Us, Succession,
sure.
new season.
Sure.
Yep.
I'm sure there's a lot.
Damn it.
Dune. What's the other movie?
There's a bunch. Fucking sure there's a
Mission
bunch.
Impossible.
Mission Impossible, mm-hmm. that's mm-hmm. the one, yeah. Okay, that's awesome. But yeah, National Treasure's coming back. I don't know what I'd want them to go into because I feel like they've answered all
my
questions.
Give me WW2, some Hitler in the Occult.
That would be sweet.
Yes. Let's dance with the devil.
That would be also be sweet.
Something sweet.
Page 47 has to be a treasure.
Oh, it, believe me, Zed, it will be a treasure. There will be treasure.
Don't forget Oppenheimer. Calling up. That's not
Oppenheimer.
Yeah, that's not till July.
July.
Still... So is MI, you know.
Yeah.
They're both in July.
There's a Wonka movie coming out.
Wonka? Oh, yeah. Timothy Chalamet.
What are we talking, prequel?
He's going to have a prequel.
Yeah. Yep, he's young Wonka.
So Timothy Chalamet has that, and he has Dune next year?
Mm-hmm.
He's big year for Shals.
Shout out Chalamet. Dune. He's a beast. Next.
Oh, Wonka, how much for Golden Goose?
All right, so I think this is the fifth time this video has been in this pod.
Nick fucking sent it in.
It's a different iteration. Look at that. It's an army. Synchronized army of robots.
They haven't had the leg sleeves on yet.
No, the leg sleeves are a new fashion function. A lot of people have been tweeting out that apparently the battery pack is removable underneath. If you can access the underbelly, there is a latch that you can pull to drop the battery.
Oh, my God, you got
to
jack it off to beat it?
Pretty much, Zeke. So you've been on top of this from day one.
Or
so.
The bottom of it, am I right?
Connor, don't forget Knock at the Cabin.
Not, of course.
And
that's great. February.
Magic Mike's Last Dance.
Okay. Oh, thank God.
That's electric.
Are these Scottish?
Ant-Man, Wasp.
There it is.
Quantum Leap.
Quantum Leap. Isn't Secret Invasion?
Ooh, I
Secret
like Black
War.
Panther.
Sweet Secret War.
Oh, yeah, Black Panther. Is that out on Disney Plus yet?
Yeah.
I think January.
John Wick Chapter
4. It is January. Fuck.
Yeah, wow. Happy January, buddy. John Wick Chapter 4. I watched Parabellum on the flight home.
Mm.
Still hits.
Love you, John Wick. Guardians.
Love you, John Wick.
Oh, that's a big. We got a big year for
huge year.
Movies.
Be careful of these robot things. If you see them, do what Zeke does and jerk them off.
That's right. Keep watching these. I actually do keep watching these. This is the most realistic these fake dogs have looked because they finally learned how to just hump shit.
Man,
they kind of are.
Man,
oh yeah,
that's not bad.
What? They're being realistic.
Not bad.
They're just stretching.
They lift their leg to pee.
Oh, do they actually?
Shoot a little oil.
I was gonna say I think they piss
holy
out.
Holy shit!
Gas that eats through your
Mike. The situation dead at 63.
Okay,
oh my god!
Fuck you!
Oh
don't do this, Tony.
Oh my god!
I'll fight you. Do Hold not on. Fucking do this.
Hold on. Oh holy shit! This is the first thing on New York Post.
Fuck you! Fuck you! You're being fuck you. Where's
no, it's not. It's the first thing on New York Post.
Oh my god! Send it in, Mike. The situation dead.
Everybody
at 45.
Fuck off. You guys
fuck
off.
Gosh.
Holy fuck.
Nope.
Should we say the best things we remember about him?
Not true. You guys are both fucking lying. I'm on my Twitter. Go fuck yourself.
Man, did you try doing that to somebody?
No, I haven't tried that yet.
Good. Don't
just
be a prick.
Mom.
Yeah, don't do it.
Yeah, learn your lesson.
All right,
dude.
Screw this video.
All right, next. All right, TikTok here. Can we play this? Oh, yeah. So, apparently.
Yeah,
apparently. You can
create
a Mario Kart track in your house.
Yes.
And have your kids play it
on the screen.
On the screen.
Yeah, so
that's
this is like
wild,
a part of a Switch.
Dude.
Like you could buy this.
Yeah, this is a part of a Switch.
It's on the Nintendo Switch. So there, are there things?
That kid stinks.
Zed, are there things on the carts?
Yeah. So like you'll see right here, you'll see them bending over and shit.
Dude, this is the cool.
So like
thing
if you spin out, your
awesome.
Fucking thing will spin out.
Oh yeah,
too.
The parents are right there.
Yeah,
classic
so it's,
augmented reality
yes.
situation. Yep. You gotta love it.
What do you
don't
mean?
Know how it works?
What?
But like, yeah. So if you spin out, your fucking car will like spin out.
Yeah,
oh
you can
God,
you can see the parents
we
on
we
the
need
game.
To set up a fucking
we do
yeah.
need to yeah
in here and play on the screen.
Here, hold on. Go back so Tony can see. Like you can see the
Rewind
dad
now.
In the
yeah.
video game.
He was bending down doing
yeah,
that. I got big. He was doing that. I got big fucking balls.
Yeah,
sign.
Nike slides guy.
Yes,
yeah, Nike slides guy.
He helps the car get back in
this
the spot.
This is fucking gnar. It really is. This
Dude,
is so sweet.
This is the
there
coolest
is. I got big gnar.
That guy's a legend.
Suck my nuts, Wario!
This I'm is one of the coolest things of all time.
Somebody actually,
I'm gonna suck your
genius
nuts.
Idea.
Somebody actually tweet me the link to this, because I am buying this right away. This is the coolest video game I've ever
played.
This
is incredible.
Seen.
I wonder how big you get this, like, real go-kart.
Oh, I'm sure we could set up a fucking nasty track in here.
Yeah.
Some jumps.
Oh.
Fire.
Yeah. Oh, you have to jump over Zeke?
Could you do boost jumps?
you could create your own boost.
Yeah, you could spin a wheel underneath it for sure.
Dude, this is awesome.
You know, have
I'm
just
so
the top
excited.
Of the wheel be a part of the track.
I might. Yeah, I'm gonna bring this into the just office, and I might never leave.
Just the tips. Shout out, Sausage Party.
Really
is
cool.
The second one of those coming out too?
Sausage Party?
I don't know.
They talked about it.
They did talk about it.
I actually haven't seen that movie either.
That movie's so good.
That's funny.
Funny.
Meatloaf's in it. Rest in peace.
Very funny.
Watch that movie sober. Is very
cartoon
boring.
Funny.
It's a cartoon movie, yeah.
Yeah.
Cartoon Kroll funny. Plays a douche in it.
I like that.
It's awesome. Mm-hmm. I'm the douche. Yeah. All right, next. The lady drops it. You got one douche cleanup on register 3.
I think
that's not mine.
I think you need sound for this
one. This is absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, we got deep fakes
in Morgan Freeman. Real. Well, at least in contemporary terms, it is not. What if I were to tell you that I am not even a human being? Would you believe me? What is your perception of reality? Is it the ability to capture, process, and make sense of the information our senses receive? If you can see, hear, taste, or smell something, does that make it real?
Or
is it simply the ability?
You shouldn't.
I don't like it.
Feel.
We can't play that song.
Is that the theme song from House?
Yeah, it is.
Wow!
Yes!
Like I was waiting for 11 to walk out.
Very well edited.
So this guy essentially appears to be Morgan Freeman.
It's a deepfake, yeah.
Obviously not.
It's a very good deepfake.
Yeah, this is exactly what Bruce Willis is doing, correct?
Pretty much,
his rights to his NIL.
Because of his health, he can't act or
do anything, right?
Yeah, because what diseases he has?
It's a condition, I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not quite familiar with the specifics of it. But
he can't really speak as well, or he can't.
So
he can't
remember
thing. Yeah. So he's selling his name, image, likeness. So basically someone can do this and act as him.
That's pretty sweet.
And then in the movie, they make it him.
Yeah, you guys are worried about fucking robots and AI. This is the greatest threat to national security around.
Same thing.
That's not true, Tony. I paid for somebody to do this exact same thing with Morgan Freeman when I was like 17 to make a rap song with it.
Okay.
And this has been happening forever.
Okay, well, if it lands in hands of someone who...
Who's that? What country would that be?
Fucking
Uzbekistan Nationals.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought Tony was going to go with a different one.
So this is like very, very similar to the approach of taking all the things that people have said in the past and then having AI like put it all together. Because to me, that's a little bit scarier than an actor.
I sold my life away.
Wait, this is an AI? This isn't a person?
I spit into a tube and I was going, what is that, 23andMe?
Yeah.
And there's like all these things, like agreements that you have to check the boxes to. And I didn't realize until after I fucking checked all the boxes, but they're like, now they can store my DNA and they can sell my DNA to people and stuff like that. I just checked yes on all of those things.
Well, yeah, I mean, guess what? You spit anywhere. Yeah. Someone can take your DNA if they're skilled enough, you know? But
you might have just gave up on your Italian cousins for like a murder, all you know.
I would never snitch.
But you did. You spit.
I would never snitch. I never said that.
You did just snitch.
I never knocked on nobody.
I never knocked on nobody.
I never knocked on nobody!
Yeah, but this is fucked up, I think.
Personally. No, this isn't a real person.
Oh, it's a deep fake.
Well, it does probably use
a
computer simulation.
Did you watch the video?
Did you watch the video, Mitt?
Yes,
there was
a
man speaking, and his voice was being transmitted as Morgan Freeman's with a digital image of Morgan Freeman who looks exactly like the real Morgan Freeman overlaid.
Only every once in a while, if you look at Morgan Freeman's eyes in this, they look really kooky and weird.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the dead giveaway.
Yeah, but if you were
also, does he always wear that fucking sweet earring?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
What was he at recently?
What?
Maybe it was a Chappelle show.
The fucking Olympics.
He was born with it?
No, what was that? The World
Cup?
Yes.
Was that what it was?
The World Cup. He was the opening ceremony for the World Cup.
Was he?
Yeah.
Did he present the trophy?
Make sure you go to the falafel stand.
Next.
Oh.
Zeke showed me this on the
This is my guy, dude.
Comedy.
What is this?
He rips sound.
He's sick.
I don't think there's any. Oh, maybe he puts a little sound.
This is fucking Jason Grospel, who is...
He's the Jason Bourne of fucking popcorn.
Yeah. Oh, oh!
Corpus Christi, Texas, is finest.
Hey, yeah. Look at the butter distribution, though.
Boom. Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
Unbelievable.
Boom.
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 That's
blah,
a little too much butter.
Oh, no, it's not.
Shut up,
how big that nerd.
This is a perfect fucking...
Well, that's too much butter for me.
Well, I can't have
that. That was tough.
Look at him spin it.
Yeah, and he's like juggling it so the butter gets spread out.
Yeah, that guy's an artist.
It's beautiful.
I'm going to go to Texas just to meet this guy and get popcorn.
You should definitely.
Better go quick because...
Interview him.
That guy eats about a pound of popcorn a day, so I don't know how long he's
going to
be
in there.
Pound of popcorn.
Come on, man. What's your problem?
Skilled artist.
Sorry.
There is no question. I used to work. I worked at a movie theater. At the end of the night, when they just like they have these just those massive. I mean, we saw them at the glass cases. At the Peach Bowl.
Yeah.
They open up a door and you see it's just like a 12-foot long bag with popcorn in it. You just usually throw those away at the end of the night. This guy is eating that entire bag every single time he works.
What's nice about this guy is that you don't have to do the straw pop, the straw butter thing on your own.
No.
Like he's
it's fucking straw. Jason Grospel.
Yeah, Jason Grospel's a fucking...
Might as well be Jason Bourne.
That's...
The way he's fucking spinning it on his fingers.
Jesus Christ, that's Jason Grospel.
See, like, what is that? What is that? Oh, he rewinded a little. Go back to like right before.
He really nailed it in on the first one.
Watch him. Does he have heartburn here?
He was just done. He's finished.
No, that was that
he
was
farted when he.
Yeah, no, rewind it a little.
No, it's
more.
Like he's making love. Like
rewind it again.
He's an artist.
Yep.
Yes.
When he goes to put the butter on, what's he doing?
Fucking
heartburn.
So sensual.
Because that's what. Yeah. Jesus.
No, yeah, he's like he's basically coming. Yeah.
It's a labor of love.
That might be what it is, actually. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Here's your popcorn.
Jesus. Here's your, all right. Let me just finish the butter for
more
you.
More butter.
Yeah, I respect it. He doesn't hide it.
Oh, what? You need a second one?
I know what I'm having.
Watch out! Boom. How quick he snaps his hand down.
The left
I mean,
end?
He's a showman. He doesn't have to throw it in the air, but he does.
Also, wasting a tremendous amount of popcorn.
He's basically fucking.
Somebody's got to clean that up. Then
no, he's got.
You know he's not doing it.
It's going to be him.
He has buckets
he's too
on the
good.
Top.
He's walking out of there both
How come
hands
the
up?
Other workers aren't watching his masterpiece?
Well, if you go back, you can see the guy with the ponytails. Like, Jesus Christ. Cross pulls at it again. This guy's making all of us look bad.
Son of a bitch. And the popcorn that drops, he actually just has two like 10-gallon buckets on the top of his shoes.
Got like a trough.
And they just drop in there, and then at the end of the night.
Yeah, that's his popcorn.
What was the what was the noise?
Eats it all.
What was the noise or the words that came on at the beginning of the song? There's an artist at work. Which rapper was that? Fuck.
Oh, you are now watching a master
yes,
at work.
Yes.
Is that Gangstar?
I don't know, but... Yeah. That's what plays every time he fucking. Every time he whips open a fucking carton.
But he does. He rips the fattest. Oh.
Oh. Go back.
Eating so much butter.
Do you want any onions on that? Oh, hold on. Oh, jeez. Louise. Sorry, I had eight bags.
Yo, it's fucking butters in my guts right now.
I can't wait to have popcorn for dinner tonight.
Oh, look at this. Look at my belly button. You can see the butter seeping out of it. It is unbelievable.
I mean, he's spitting that thing like
yeah.
First off, how big is this? Look how much popcorn they have. The whole case around the whole entire thing.
Yeah, you know what they say.
That's common.
They do it bigger in Texas.
Yeah, they do.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
Especially, I wouldn't be surprised if when Grospel started working there, like, you know what? We need to fucking put in another compartment here.
Yeah.
Grospel's going through weight.
Oh, boy. I sure
popcorn sales.
Hold on. I got to do 100%. One more. Hey, there's about 200 people in my head. Hey, I got to go shit real quick. You guys have to wait for me to get back because I just had a wet one, folks.
Nobody touched my station.
I know Grospel, too. He's doing what I used to do where you fucking put in like 75 hot dogs into the roller, knowing that you're not going to sell any of them, and then I would fucking eat 3-4 hot dogs at the end of the night, stealing a bunch of candy out of the room in the back, and then you know someone else is coming in and counting it, and you're just screwing them over. Some fucking high school kid working in there, they're probably going to fire. They think he's stealing candy.
Well, we don't know if Grospel actually lives there. He sleeps on a bed of popcorn.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah, right. Grospel is sleeping inside that glass cage.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, the warmers.
I bet people go there just to get popcorn. I'm going to see a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you guys want to
go
see Grospel today?
Actually, what day? Tuesday? Yeah, Grospel.
Yeah, he's
working.
Yeah. Let's go get some popcorn.
And at the end of this, too, the guy who gives it to him is like, oh, pretty cool.
cool man is my wife's work.
There's music.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
That's awesome, man.
Wow.
Wow. Wait, did we get the beginning when he pooped or not?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, go to the beginning. Yeah, it's in there.
Wow, holy that's shit. Crazy.
We were
fucking crazy.
You're right. It's in there.
Oh.
Holy shit. Crossbow. You dog. Guy wears diapers to work just in case.
You're right, he does wear diapers where he doesn't take breaks.
No.
The guy's eating 30 pounds of popcorn a night.
What if he does do that? Hey, guys, give me a second.
I take a shit real quick.
Just walks around the center. Comes back. All right, I'm good.
He didn't poop, though.
No, I got a diaper on. Next. All right, we got a bus here. I did not see this.
Yeah,
this
is crazy.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Boom! Holy shit.
Jeez.
Guy's all right.
What is that?
He's okay?
Well, I don't know about the driver, but
guy. This guy's okay?
Yeah.
Oh, you saw it, right?
Whoa!
Oh, my God.
He did get a jump on it right before his skull was thrown into that partition on the window. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if he's all right. It looks like he's alive.
Oh, it said he was. Okay. I mean, he has a terrible concussion.
Yeah, he's also about to get, I don't know, what, $25 million from the city?
Some internal bleeding. I mean, this woman...
Luckiest lady alive
in the black.
She's fucking quick like a cat.
Yeah, nimble.
I mean, she was not moving at all.
Oh, she lost her hat.
My question is, rewind a little.
I appreciate the lady in the white.
What about the lady above this guy?
They are so lucky, those two.
I mean, that guy hearing it turning around.
Dude, oh my God! How the fuck?
What about this lady?
No, she's fine. I missed her.
The lady in the white just covering her eyes, like, oh, well.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'll be okay.
Seriously.
Rumor has it this was actually Crossbow driving this thing. Trying to go get some popcorn seeds before the 9:30 show. Avengers.
His buttery hand slipped off the wheel.
That's right.
I got to go to Costco. We don't have any more fucking butter. You think I can give people popcorn without butter?
He was trying to just fly through that window and out the other side. He knew the fucking city.
I saw this movie once.
Yeah. Watch this. Ant-Man did this once. I can do it.
Crossbow. Oh!
No, the article said everyone was fine.
Wow. Yeah.
Really?
Wow. That's crazy.
Good for them.
I mean, that guy's head hit so hard off the window.
Where was this?
I don't know.
I don't know. I think it's in the United States, though. It's got to be.
Yeah.
It's 2017. This happened quite a bit ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Resurfacing.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, that would make sense. That's around the time fucking Avengers Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
Probably is Cross.
It is. Next, they had to get a bunch of... what am I looking for here? It's completely gone. Yeah, you can cut that out. No, I'm just kidding. All right. We got someone throwing something from...
Despicable.
Oh! I've seen this.
Oh!
Yeah.
Direct hit.
So this lady clearly does not like people skateboarding on her property, and she just nails this guy who's shredding gnar.
I mean, that is not her property, but wow.
From a skater.
Yeah. It is a bit of a work, though. They were, like, filming, like, a skating special type thing, and then... knew that this grandma was getting pissed and then kept going for it as she kept throwing stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, so that wasn't the first thing she threw off.
Still, that was, you know, you look at that first. Oh, that's a plastic planter. No, that thing looks like some terracotta, some clay, some ceramic.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a shoot work, you know.
Shoot work. Knew it would probably lead to something, but didn't know this would be
what. You worked yourself into a shoot work, brother.
Seriously. Great skateboarding special thing, though.
Fantastic. Man, what does the skater community do here? Do they vandalize this lady's home now? Or how
probably.
Honestly, yeah. This lady's home is probably going to get
luckily
vandalized.
He was wearing
that was really, really stupid. That
fucked up my trucks, bitch!
That's but not also, cool, lady!
Honestly, they're probably just going to press charges.
Now I got to get new fucking grip tape on my board, bitch!
Oh, pressing charges.
They were trespassing.
Very skater, though.
Yeah, that's not very skater.
It's pretty urchin of you.
Yeah. I really don't think that's trespassing. I don't think that's trespassing. This does look like it's in Europe, so I guess I don't know the rules, but I don't think that's trespassing.
No, of course not. So you're telling me skaters press charges now?
Yeah.
I I mean, if you're usually you get impressed against you.
The new generation does.
That's not my skaters.
That's not skate.
That ain't rad.
Also, maybe if this guy wasn't a fucking narc and hit like a sick board slider 50-50 down that rail, then he wouldn't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Guy was going into the wall.
Dude, he clears dude, he clears like four fucking steps.
He's like bracing.
Yeah, not on the board, dude. He just jumped on his arms.
Oh,
guy's weak.
Doesn't and like the way he landed, it doesn't look like he's landing this trick.
No, he was gonna fall.
He knew he was getting something dropped.
So she actually fucking helped him out.
No, she still hit him in the head with a ceramic
No, you can see
it doesn't hit him actually.
The dirt hits him.
Yeah, it doesn't hit him.
He did avoid the worst of it. It doesn't.
Yeah, he avoided the ceramic blade. He just gets hit.
But like
dirt.
Any skater, he tried to make it look worse than it was.
Yeah. Fucking selling it.
Yeah, you know what? I think we're all on Team Grandma.
Oh, here. She's got another one teed up there, too, at the bottom. So, Granny came armed and loaded.
Granny ain't fucking around.
No.
Oh, yeah, she does.
Nah, this Granny, I'm going to just be the one that has to say it. This Granny, angry, old, and rude. Fuck her. This just doesn't. Damn, bro.
Might be a dude.
I mean, I was gonna say, the more I look at it, it kind of looks like Bob Wiley.
Could be an old man.
Are we sure it's not Bam Margera's dad?
Could be Bam Margera. Well, this white hair looks a little bit more like Don Zito.
Don Zito.
Remember when they put the fish in the back mirror?
What's his name?
Don Vito. But someone called Zito Don Zito.
Someone did, yeah.
That is sick.
Rest in peace, Don.
They called me Vito.
Although he's a piece of shit. He was diddling kids or something.
Oh, was he? Oh,
yeah,
fuck
he was
him,
a huge
then.
Piece of shit.
Rotten hell.
He used to do that all the time, and then his fucking caption would come up on the bottom and just be gibberish.
Yeah. Mump can't translate.
Yeah, they used to really fucking. Give it to him.
I watched him on the one CKY video do 50 shots of peach schnapps and then just projectile vomit all over the bar and everyone.
Yeah.
That's
so this
That's
lady is in your area. Don't be skating.
Yeah.
Next. This can't be real.
What is this called? An Alaskan Malamute?
Malamute?
So this isn't real.
Yeah.
How big is this dog?
Big.
So these are the dogs they use in Russia as their security dogs.
This dog like is like was like bred in Alaska just to pull stuff between towns.
Have we ruled out also that this man is very tiny? Yes, because is that a 2 liter next to him? It looks gigantic.
That is a massive 2 liter.
Yeah,
that might be a 1 liter.
We should like make it a matter of national security to come up with a bigger and better dog.
I want that dog.
Good luck.
Yeah, I want that dog.
I want that hound. I want to ride that hound.
That thing would be sweet, dude. It's look like how happy it looks.
I was gonna say he looks like a good boy.
Very good boy.
So hold on, what does he eat like? Well, full chickens?
Looks like he drinks steak. 2 liters of syrup.
This is nuts.
That is basically just living with a bear.
Yeah.
You have a bear in your house. Yeah. You have that.
That's awesome.
It is.
I want that dog.
We should have
Office Malamute.
Yes.
Hold on. What are they called? Malamute?
Malamute.
I'm glad we were on the same page there.
Feed them just whole fish.
Mint, instead of buying a new toy, get a fucking full-sized Malamute and ride it to work.
I accidentally Googled Office Malamute.
If I could get a fucking...
Malamute, Connor.
If I could get a dog, this is the dog that I would get. This thing's fucking awesome.
Can you imagine the fucking shits this thing takes?
Dude. Oh, human. Bigger than human.
Yeah.
I think we're looking for a giant Malamute.
Okay, giant Malamute. Okay,
imagine the cuddle sesh, though.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Giant Alaskan Malamute.
You can't let this thing sleep in your bed, though, because then you're basically sleeping in a fucking twin bed.
You don't have a bed anymore, yeah. That's his bed now, or her bed. That is a rather large, massive canine. The teeth?
It's all fur.
Oh, shut up.
No, dude, look, this thing
pounds.
Says...
Dude, that thing's
this
fucking
is, no, exceeds
100
pounds. You gotta look up giant Malamute.
That thing's not 100 pounds. My dog is 100 pounds. That thing's 150.
100 to 150.
Yeah, that's 150.
That might be 205.
Could be.
Look how big this thing is.
25 to 35 inches.
Yeah, those paws. Those paws.
Okay, the giant.
They'll knock you out.
Is 100 to 200 pounds.
Yeah, exactly.
200
pounder.
200 pound Malamute.
That's crazy.
That's Diesel. All right, next.
Diesel.
I'd feed so much Cremu.
That dog is gonna be in Fast 9. This is what fuck around and find out really means.
Oh, this
got
is
another video.
Doing 75.
Doing
on a bridge.
What's he eating?
Fucking Crunch Bar.
Yeah, it looks like a Crunch Bar or maybe like a Hershey's.
This black pickup truck here.
This black pickup truck's the one fucking around.
Oh yeah, he finds out real quick.
We've all been here.
Okay, coming in. Don't do that. God. Don't do that.
Oh, whoa.
Doesn't take the hand off the fruit roll-up.
Wow. Wow.
Give a shit at all.
Whoa.
It tells you how fast he was going.
Yeah, we would, from
did this guy flip over the meridian into the water?
I was waiting for, hell yeah.
Probably.
Either that or he just fucks up his car.
There's a quick look into the rear view and fucking, all right, I'm out.
He's going 49 after this. All
right. Laughs a little bit and then says, okay.
Good wipes shit. His hand off.
Wow, this guy's a fucking weapon. Kind of a shithead.
So funny.
That's a crazy move.
Like, no, this happens every day on my way to work.
Hey, that came into his lane.
He might be a DoorDash driver because he has the food in his passenger seat.
Hold on. Is
he also could have killed everyone behind him on the bridge, but yeah.
This might be our god.
Is this Ali Azawa?
No, it's not Ali Azawa.
If we know anything about Ali Ababwa, he is fucking like bunny hopping his car over that guy, not touching him.
Also, if he does something like this, he's stopping, getting out, and putting two bullets in that guy's
brain. Yeah, exactly. You know, Mozambique drill. One
silence
of the fucking sternum.
Miss you, Ali Azawa. Love you, Ali Azawa.
Maybe even like eight right here.
Yeah.
Fucking, what's his name? Casey Dutton.
There it is.
Dude, that was a great scene.
Great scene. All right, next.
Hell of a pit maneuver.
Yeah,
it is.
Way to just stay in the pocket.
I mean,
he's got a little like toy thing hanging from his mirror. Just to,
yeah,
like,
then he's got the napkin.
I guess it really is just great composure.
This might
overall.
Be a CIA.
Yeah.
Like to perfectly fishtail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And crazy. Continue to go.
Either that or this guy works at like a Circle K or something.
He's been dreaming.
Done this 2 million times in GTA.
One-headed, finishes eating, and then takes the napkin there's from his left hand.
There's a little yep. chuckle to himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wipes his hand up. All right. So, GTA is realistic.
Okay. Yeah. He does have a little.
Yeah. Got that fucker.
I'm back to enjoy my fucking jack links here.
Just ruined thousands of people's days behind him.
Yep.
Oh, shit. All right, next. Nick found a app. Nick, why don't you take it away?
Yeah, take it from the top here, please. This is a simulated asteroid launcher website, neil.fun, I believe. You can choose the type of asteroid. I went with the iron asteroid, okay. I do believe. You set the diameter, the speed, and the impact angle, and you launch, and you get a full-blown simulation of what would happen. You can target anywhere in the States. I targeted the good old great state of Indiana just to see. That's where we are.
Thank you.
So we got
for taking us out quickly.
That was a half-mile-wide iron asteroid that left us with a 24-mile-wide crater.
Yeah, I'm dead.
They're estimating about 750,000 people would be vaporized just within the crater zone.
Okay.
That doesn't account for the 48-mile-wide fireball where 17 million people would die.
Okay.
At least 8 million would get third-degree burns. Trees would catch on fire. What was that, 250 miles away?
Go
then the shock wave.
247 decibel.
It said that clothes would catch on fire within 250 miles.
Yeah. That is bananas. Yeah.
And then the shock wave,
why
which of course.
Why would you do this?
I mean, listen, if somebody's going to put this device out there, we got to know this information and what's possible.
Oh, here we go.
1.2 million people would die from the shock wave alone. 143 miles distance would receive lung damage.
Basically, 200 miles would rupture their eardrums.
Wait, so this is where we die.
No,
we
die.
No,
we die when this thing lands.
Fireball,
so shockwave is like electric.
Yeah, this is like
it's like
just the force.
Yeah, I imagine all of Chicago's windows like blowing out.
More so than that, you see that homes within 432 miles collapse. My house in Iowa is collapsing, Bruce. It's a fucking 7-hour drive.
Shockwave would be like I forget what movie it was that like simulated or. Basically try to do like a nuclear blast in it. That would be like a wall from the ground that would just basically destroy anything in its path, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like when when you see like a video of a nuclear bomb going off in when the wind fucking first rushes by.
That's what it is.
Yeah, buildings within every major building in Chicago
for perspective,
is being leveled.
Pittsburgh is 360 miles away from India.
10.4 million people would die from the wind blast.
Yeah, 12,000 mile an hour
well,
wind.
I think we could probably handle 12,000 mile an hour wind blast, don't you?
All right, everybody, hold on.
Oh, man.
All trees within 464 miles would be knocked down.
So the shockwave is the wind.
It's like both. Right?
I was a little confused by this as well. I do think they are separate. I think the shockwave is kind of like size. Like we're talking seismic. We're talking like sound almost.
Yeah.
And then the wind is a separate follow-up.
What about the Earth, like the tectonic plate Earth fallout?
That's the shockwave, right?
That's farther down the line, though, I think. Let's keep going.
Oh, okay, so it's not over yet, people.
Yeah, we're in the wind right now.
Over 25 million people.
Regardless.
Is there radiation?
The earthquake that followed up to 8.6.
That's
kind of
your tectonic one.
Yeah, that's exact. Boom. Be felt 338 miles away.
Was there any radiation from this?
I would have to assume a pseudo nuclear winter would follow. Yeah.
So I have a feeling some of this is incorrect. So
yeah,
first,
okay. Oh, it's not gonna be 100% accurate.
What do you mean?
Course.
It's 24 miles.
Let's simulation.
Let's see,
you know how big
this?
That crater is.
First, it hits right.
Yep.
757,000 people.
Boom!
Died.
There goes the shockwave after the impact.
Yeah.
And so then after that, it's saying another 17,000 would die from the flames.
Million.
Is that counting?
Million.
Or 17 million would die from the flames. That's counting the original death count already?
I don't think
no,
so.
No, that's just from the fire.
The flames are certainly going to go farther than the impact crater. Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so this is what I'm going to now. So the fireball, 17 mil. So everyone already died in the fire, so none of these are actually like a million?
Well, I think they're estimating that the shockwave and the wind are going to reach further than the fireball did.
Yes. Yeah, so those are all.
So this would be an additional add-on.
Yes.
From,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's 20.
That's
it's
crazy.
24-mile impact, 48-mile fireball, then what, 247-decibel shockwave, and then, yeah, with the wind.
It's like all not good.
The addition after
and the
it
cherry
all.
On top is an 8.6 magnitude earthquake. Which
I don't buy that, though, because there's no way there's, like, a fault line or anything.
Yeah,
like,
no way the ground would shake after being impacted by a half-mile wide
asteroid. Yeah, but how
it's going 250,000 miles an hour.
How far away it is and all that? No way.
Bruce,
that's
I don't
the
know.
State of Indiana. Gone from the map right there. I do believe there's going to be a little resilient.
There's going to be a fucking rumble.
Yeah.
I don't buy it.
Okay.
That's fair.
I mean, the impact.
You know who
be.
Knows,
I do.
Really? Could
I
be.
Do buy it.
It's simulation.
1,700 gigatons of TNT.
Go ahead and open. Go ahead and watch the opening of fucking Armageddon, okay?
Yeah, true.
It is fun to play with, though. The speed was
look
what
happens
me.
To Paris,
guys. I have
damn
no
it.
Idea how fast. The speed is very. You can adjust the speed pretty significantly.
What happens?
I have no idea how fast an object
what happens,
in space
we do like
is coming
a 60 mile an hour.
I think we'd be okay.
Yeah, what if you change that impact angle to 90 degrees?
Boom, straight down.
Straight.
That would not be good.
Oh,
that's true. That does play a role as well.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that's pretty tough.
Check out an asteroid launcher if you want
kind
to.
Kind of a watch, play around once, and then don't ever do it again.
Yeah, I didn't even click on it. This is in California,
mm-hmm.
It looks like.
Yeah, I believe the caption is real life GTA. This guy's just running around at the intersection fucking bashing cars with a bat. And the way he walks is actually...
Kind of looks like Hollywood Hulk.
Yeah.
That is a very GTA walk
this
and run.
This is wild.
Why does nobody just...
Come get some, Mark!
Just smoke him with your car.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could.
I mean, that
gotta,
would be, yeah.
I mean, in California, they'll probably lock you up.
But then you got to deal with fucking, like, clean your windshield off and stuff.
Well, you want some?
It's another minute left of this.
Fucking...
Yeah, this guy is just a menace to society. The angle stinks now.
Yeah, do we
it
got
does.
Anything better? Does maybe is he gonna go after this guy?
Who Stone Cold? Stone Cold versus Hogan.
You're out here raising hell. You think?
You think you invite me? Why?
Oh, that sucks. You have nowhere to go.
Yeah, let him right to the parked cars.
All right.
Yeah, just don't be a fucking menace.
Is there a good payoff
guy.
To that? Does this guy
no,
get...
I don't think so.
No, he doesn't.
Just classic menace.
I start, I was Chase.
Yeah, he sees the person around. Filming and says, I see you, fucker! I'm
is
coming!
Is he doing the Hogan ear to the crowd?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus. What a dog.
You're next, you fucking Mark!
All right, next.
That's going to be bad for business, that gas station.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we got our first Cybertruck sighting.
This
and
thing
honestly,
sucks.
I thought it looked cooler than the previous
See, did you get your
photos we've seen.
It looks like a fucking
previous,
Lego car.
Yeah.
It does.
I thought the previous ones look cooler than this.
It's dropped down 40% in size since it originally.
Really?
What?
Yeah. So originally it did not fit in an average person's
garage.
And then they shrunk it down. So now It basically is the same size as my car, essentially.
So no it's like way. An SUV?
Yes, yeah.
I get that. That makes sense.
But like, the whole sale point was like, oh, massive bed on this truck and all that.
This thing stinks.
Yeah, that makes it much worse if it's just an SUV. I thought this was the size of like the Hummer.
I don't like the one giant windshield wiper.
It's nice.
Yeah, that's wild.
I think that's kind of cool.
Only one to replace.
Yeah.
Does it go like you this? Like head down stay
your
vertical?
Head down to your local fucking no, I think auto zone.
Cyber
yeah, that's right.
That's
yeah.
dumb.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. The fuck
I need to get new windshield up. Wipers.
There you go.
This thing's awesome.
Next time you get your oil change, just have them fucking change them out for you.
Yeah, that's what I did.
I just got my oil change. So.
They didn't try to upcharge you? Usually they do that.
Yeah, usually they try to spot anything
wrong. Oh, let's go to your dealership.
No.
Nope.
I don't hate the Cybertruck.
I don't hate it either.
Well, don't hate it.
I'm not buy one, Bruce.
If they make one in a nice giant
table of blue,
I'll sell you my ticket.
What's the towing capacity?
That's what I want to know.
A lot, I thought.
Better.
I thought it was.
Oh, how much does it cost?
No, it's towing capacity.
The range.
Oh, it's three F-150s.
Yeah, you wish.
The range towing though with the batteries can stink.
No. It's through the roof.
Solar.
Also, I get it, but I saw inside the fucking cab there, and it's got a 48-inch TV monitor.
Yeah,
it,
that's...
You know, like, that's an issue.
My favorite part...
fucking big death.
I will tell you, my favorite part, it's one solid seat in the front.
Oh, it's a bench?
Ooh.
Yes, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Stinks.
What?
No, that's pretty cool.
This fucking thing sucks.
Did your grandpa never have a fucking...
bench seat.
I do enjoy a nice, good old car.
Jarvis, go
car
I love a bench
seat.
Maybe in cars that were made classic in the fucking cars. 78, yeah. Not in something that came out in 2023.
Welcome to 2078, bro.
Taking your back while it takes you forward.
As long as it's got self-driving, I can fucking take a snooze while this thing just drives me down
the
highway.
Did you hear about that?
And the cops start chasing me.
It just took four people straight off of a cliff.
That's going to happen. That's the risk I'm willing to take. Catch a couple Z's.
Hell yeah.
And the cop chase.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Man, you got to get one of these.
I'll sell some
of the newest toy in your collection.
It might be time for a new toy.
Hell yeah.
Bang-a-ring.
Mitt, $500 for my ticket right now. You get this in like 2 months.
Do it, Mitt. Do it now.
Do it now, Mitt.
You see, I think I'm going to wait for like the second model.
Why?
Because that's never coming out. They're only releasing one model.
Mitt, you put a fucking keg in the back of this.
Oh.
A keg?
Cybertruck party.
Yeah.
Cybertruck party.
Do it, guys. Buy his ticket. Buy his ticket. Next.
Oh.
Shit.
Oh, no.
Mitt, buy the Cybertruck so we can end the show. Until you say yes, we're not.
I mean, yeah, I'll buy it.
Say it. That.
Send,
thank you, Mitt.
Send Zeke Apple Cash right now.
Send it.
$500.
Thank you, Zeke.
Thank you, Zeke.
Anytime, guys.
All right, see, you got it.
All right.
Atta baby, Mitt. Well. New year, 2023, we're close to 100,000 subscribers. Keep telling everybody.
Keep pushing it.
Keep pushing it. We'll be back next week, and Fauci Twitter Files gets released this week. All right, we'll see you guys later. Woo!